Well, good evening and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is, what's today? Only kidding. It's July the 19th. It's Wednesday. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number for Republic Trading Group's 1-800-691-7898. Web address, republictradinggroup.com. Quick check of what happened on Wall Street today. Actually, you'd be hard-pressed to find a losing sector in all the indices. Dow closed up 212 points, obviously buoyed by Ben Bernanke's speech today, which some interpreted as soothing investors, and his view that the economic growth seems to be moderating and inflation remains contained. NASDAQ closed up 37 points, although Yahoo lost $10 million. In the metals complex, a reversal, if you will, my friends. Gold in New York City closed up a whopping $14.20 today to close at $642.80. Silver up 63 cents at $11.14. Platinum up a buck at $1,226. Palladium also up a dollar at $3.16. As I said, you'd be hard-pressed to find anything in the red today. As we mentioned, Dow up, NASDAQ up, TX, Gold's index up, Russell up, NYSE up, U.S. dollar 86.18, flat on the day. Crude oil up $2.32 a barrel at $74.98. Currently in Asian trading, gold up $1.80 at $6.45.10, silver off 2 cents at $11.12 the ounce. Coming up after the break, we're going to wrap up the day's stories. We'll comment on the president's veto of the stem cell research bill. First veto the president has signed. He felt stem cell research was more important than runaway government spending. And was the president being a hypocrite? We'll also have a solution. Everybody's looking for a solution to the Middle East. I have a solution. It was a solution that was adopted 20 years ago in another country. The world accepted it. The collective world. The intelligent world. Western society accepted the solution for a country not much bigger than Israel. Was being attacked on all sides by terrorists. They had a solution. According to the rest of the world, it worked. Well, we'll investigate that. Now, I'm not sure if someone was trying to whisper in my ear at that particular moment or not, or whether we went to a break, but if somebody wants to talk to me, I'll be more than happy to listen. Nobody's talking to me. It's unfortunate sometimes somebody at the board doesn't talk to me to tell me we have a commercial break, and we'll be right back after this.
Is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Welcome back, my friends. Pop music supplied by 363. So the president today signed his first veto. And the veto was to stop legislation that would have lifted restrictions on federally funded human embryonic stem cell research. President, in a signing ceremony at the White House, said this bill will support the taking of innocent human life in the hope of finding medical benefits for others. It crosses a moral boundary that our decent society needs to respect, so I vetoed it. To elaborate his point, he went on to add that America was founded on the principle that we are all created equal and endowed by our Creator with the right to life. Do I disagree with the president on this? Of course I don't. Do I think the president has been a hypocrite and disingenuous? Of course I do. You see, my friends, if you are going to profess to be a Christian, and also not only to be a Christian, but understand that all life is precious, that we're endowed by our Creator, to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, you cannot pick and choose certain parts of the Bible or the Ten Commandments you want to adhere to in order to fit a political agenda. If you are pro-life, shouldn't you be life before conception as well as life after conception? Or in the president's biblical readings, is life to be protected before birth, but it's okay to kill after birth? I'm pretty simple when it comes to religion, and I don't profess to be a theological student. I will admit to being a Christian in training. I had discussions with my daughter about my belief system. I said, yes, my dear, I do believe in God, and I talk to him on a regular basis, and we agree to disagree on certain issues. My daughter didn't buy that argument. She says, you can't pick and choose to argue with God. You've got to accept him totally or not at all. So if you are a Christian, or you profess to be a Christian, in order to simply garnish votes of the evangelical Christians in America, are evangelical Christians this naive? Am I completely wrong? Or do they just follow blindly anybody who stands up and says, I was born again? What president that reveres life, as he said today, would send 2,500 19-year-olds to die in the desert for a lie? This is a president that not only went to war in Afghanistan and Iraq, but now wants to go to war against Syria and Iran. Iran is his ultimate aim. His philosophy is, let's kill them all and let God sort them out. But you see, in my elementary teachings of the book, as far as I understand, the big guy in the sky has the final call on who dies. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. And my interpretation is, he's the one that makes the call when it's time to die. And let's look at the... And beliefs aside, Christian teachings of nearly 1,000 years reinforces the concept of the just war theory. You see, this Christian theory emphasizes 6 criteria needed to justify Christian participation in war. And in case you don't know what those 6 points are, let me review them for you. Number 1, war should be fought only in self-defense. 2, war should be undertaken only as a last resort. 3, a decision to enter war should be made only by a legitimate authority. 4, all military responses must be proportional to the threat. 5, there must be reasonable chances of success. And 6, a public declaration notifying all parties concerned as required. I submit to you, my friends, the war in Iraq fails to meet almost all of those requirements. And there's no question this discrepancy has generated anger and division within the Christian community. But you have to ask yourself, the president has never signed a veto before. Out of control government spending, out of control Congress, Department of Defense doesn't even know how much, and the GAO doesn't know how much the war in Iran and the war in Afghanistan is going to cost, and the war in Iraq. They have no clue how much it's costing. I'll tell you what it's costing on a daily basis for us to finance the debt that we've run this little escapade up to. It's $3 billion a day. And we borrow that money from China, we borrow that money from Japan, and we borrow that money from Saudi Arabia. And when the dominoes start falling and the dollar starts collapsing, my friend, those $3 billion a day ain't going to be coming from China, Japan, and Saudi Arabia any longer. Guess where they're going to have to finally get that money from, that $3 billion a day, just to pay the interest on the debt? It's going to come out of your hide. And my hide. And so, today we enter day 8 of the war in the Middle East. 2 days longer than the last war, which was the 6-day war. In Iraq, we're fast approaching the longest conflict since World War II. How do we solve the situation between Israel and Lebanon, and the Gaza, and the Palestinians, Hezbollah, and Hamas? Well, we settle it like we settled another dispute 20 years ago, because the entire Western intelligentsia, yes, civilization, Western civilization, collectively got together, Great Britain, the United States, and dictated to a country smaller than the size of Israel that in order, if they wanted to achieve peace, they had to do certain things. You see, this little country was called Rhodesia. It was surrounded on three sides by enemy territory. In Mozambique, it was the home of Robert Mugabe, financed by the North Koreans and the Communist Chinese. On the other side of the border was Zambia, with Joshua Nkomo, supported by the Russians. They were trained and armed by the Communists, and they used that training and those arms to launch attacks into Rhodesia and kill innocent fellow blacks. In order to thwart this escalation of terrorism, Rhodesia decided, well, if we're going to stop this, we better launch strikes inside Mozambique and launch strikes inside Zambia to put an end to the terrorist activities of Joshua Nkomo and Robert Mugabe. But under Jimmy Carter, Cyrus Vance, and one Andrew Young, the UN ambassador, they came up with a solution to the Rhodesian problem. You see, what they made Rhodesia do, they forced Rhodesia not only to allow the terrorists' organizations of Robert Mugabe and Joshua Nkomo, not only were they to unban these organizations, they were to invite them into the country to participate in elections. Yes, Rhodesia was forced to negotiate with the terrorists in order to achieve a peaceful resolution. Well, they held a vote in Rhodesia, but the wrong guys won. It was a moderate black called Muzorawi. Could have butchered his name a little bit, but that's neither here nor there. But you see, Muzorawi wasn't who Jimmy Carter wanted. It wasn't who the Britons wanted. They wanted Robert Mugabe, the thug. And so they disavowed the election. And they forced us to have another election. But this time we were going to impose democracy. Why? Because in America in 1965, Earl Warren passed the familiar, now embracing this thing called democracy of one man, one vote. Socrates must have rolled over in his grave when he heard Earl Warren talking about one man, one vote. Yeah, the tyranny of the majority, my friends. The whole breakdown of the system. All men are created equal. No, that didn't mean all men were created equal. That meant that people born in America did not have titles to nobility. It didn't say that it wasn't based on ethnicity, race, or religion. It's amazing nobody gets it, including the President of the United States. To have peace in Israel, implement the Rhodesian solution. Force Israel to negotiate with Hamas and Hezbollah and have free elections. One man, one vote, all come in. And we'll see how well that works.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Look what you've done for me. Your blood has set me free. Jesus, my Lord, look what you've done for me.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday. Robbie Noel with you on this hump day, as some people like to call it, as I sit and watch the events unfolding. It is almost mind-boggling for people to even remember or appreciate the level of pressure that was put on the tiny country called Rhodesia in order for it to achieve peace. After all, the United Nations said the small little country in the middle of Africa was a threat to world peace, which is the reason why the sitting government had to be overthrown, why they were forced to accept negotiations with terrorists. And yet, if you make that suggestion today that Israel should sit down at the table with Hamas and Hezbollah and negotiate a peaceful settlement, and in order to solve the problem, hold nationwide elections where it's one man, one vote. Today, Israel dropped 25 metric tons of munitions on Lebanon. Let me rephrase it. Israel today dropped 25 metric tons of U.S.-made ammunition on Lebanon. This is how the rest of the collective world in the Middle East is looking at the events unfolding in Lebanon. There are a billion Muslims out there. And by the way, not all Muslims think alike, just the same as not all Christians think alike. There are different factions within the Muslim community that seems to have escaped the logic of the most powerful man in the free world. You see, he has no clue. He's absolutely clueless about the different factions within the Muslim world, and why they have an angst not only against their own people, but obviously against Israel. And anybody that supports Israel is seen as Israel. You see, within the Muslim community, because Tony Snow came out today and he says, even the other Arab countries are telling Hamas to cut it out. Well, the Arab countries he referred to were Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and who's the other one? Egypt. You see, the problem is that there's a division within Muslims who support Western lifestyles, shall we say. And there's a group of Muslims that are completely opposed to anything Western. Movies, dress, culture, you name it, they are at the opposite ends of the spectrum. This faction of Muslims see Saudi Arabia, see Egypt, and see Jordan as puppet governments installed by Western governments. That's the reason why Anwar Sadat was assassinated. He was assassinated because a certain faction within the Muslim community felt that he was making too much of a deal with the West. So failing to understand the differences within the Muslim community, and failing to understand dictates of history, I can only come to one conclusion, my friends, because this war ain't going to end anytime soon, unlike the report that came out of Monday. Oh, yes, an anonymous IDF spokesman said, this will be over in 2-3 days. Well, another IDF spokesman came out today, and he was named, who said this war is going to continue for a lot longer. And sure it is. Right now, you've got every nationality of not Lebanese descent being evacuated from the area. Pretty soon, it's just going to be the hardcore that are going to be remaining in Lebanon. And they will entice Israel to enter into the fray. You see, because Israel learned a lot from the U.S. military tactics in Kosovo. They thought that they could win a war by bombing at 30,000 feet. Well, it worked in Kosovo. It sure didn't work in Iraq. And it's not going to work in Lebanon. Because once you enter into ground operations, you start dealing with that thing called guerrilla warfare. And do I have to tell you once again that no standing army, irrespective of who it is, how big it is, how many whiz-bang gadgets they got, can defeat a guy who's not wearing a uniform and could be carrying a 9mm in his pocket. Anyway, we'll change direction after this break and talk a little bit about something near and dear to my heart. Finance and the Federal Reserve.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
KU-Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
I want to set the story straight. It's time to tell the truth. I never could have come so far if it were not for you.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday. Chicago today, hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens marched in the street. Well, they feel that they've been left out of the debate. And so they held a big march in Washington. Will Congress have the cojones to vote on amnesty for illegal aliens? I don't think so. They don't want to touch that one because they know it's the third rail of politics right now, and they won't do anything about it. As far as the North American community is concerned, you'll find an article on RepublicTradingGroup.com that the U.S. Department of Commerce appears to be stonewalling a Freedom of Information Act request to obtain complete disclosure of a congressional unauthorized plan to implement a trilateral agreement with Mexico, Canada, and apparently could lead to a North American union. You see, the plan has been implemented through an office within the Department of Commerce as the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, under the direction of Jerry Word, who is listed as working in the department's North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, office. When contacted, U.S. Department of Commerce didn't respond to requests for information. That's top secret. It's a new world order. Now, I've got to reiterate this again. There was a story that appeared in the London Telegraph over the weekend about a statement by an insider at the Federal Reserve. Now, this story has received scant attention outside of the few articles that you will find on RepublicTradingGroup.com, where Ron Paul's office spokesman, commenting on this report by the Federal Reserve, which basically says that we're about to enter into financial apocalypse. Said about the report that was written by the professor that occasionally somebody associated with the Federal Reserve Bank slips up and says something relatively truthful. But it's really shocking in not what it said, but that this report was actually written in the first place. WorldNet Daily has a story today. I commend them for it. It says a professor whose new research funded by the Federal Reserve concluded the United States government will fail financially now is warning Americans they may be facing major increases in both taxes and inflation. There's a very good chance of very high taxes in the future and a good chance of very high inflation, according to Boston University Professor Lawrence Kotlikoff. Last week, Mr. Kotlikoff's research report for the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis talked about the government's potential bankruptcy given the pension and Medicare payments that are expected to confront officials in coming years. And meanwhile, in a report to Capitol Hill today, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said that although economic activity is moderating, record higher oil prices have the potential to make inflation worse. The recent rise in inflation is of concern to federal policymakers, Bernanke said in his statements to the Senate Banking Committee, who, by the way, not one single person brought up this report to get Mr. Bernanke to comment on it. I wonder why. Maybe they hadn't read it. Maybe they don't want to read it. Maybe they know what the truth is, but they're just too afraid to talk about it. Accordingly, Mr. Bernanke today said persistently high inflation would erode the economy's performance and would be costly to reverse. The Federal Reserve must take account of these risks in making its policy decisions. The fine professor stated that the federal government is facing future pension budget deficits and welfare liabilities to the tune of some $65.9 trillion, which is about five times the U.S. GDP and almost twice the size of the nation's wealth. My friends, everything hinges on the dollar. This is not rocket science. It's very simple to understand. Your dollar, on a daily basis, and has been doing so since 1913, has been losing its purchasing power. There's only one asset that is known to mankind, it's been around for 5,000 years, it's never gone to zero, that has always given the holders this simple promise. The wealth that you have created and now attach to the noble metal, and there's a good reason they called it the noble metal, by the way. Funny, gold still called a noble metal, but... let's not get into how many men can we still classify as being noble. Not many of those around. The noble metal will protect your purchasing power. Period. End of story. The price of gold has not risen from $300 to $600. What has happened is it now requires you 600 Federal Reserve notes to acquire the exact same 1 ounce of gold 4 years ago for 300 Federal Reserve notes. Gold hasn't gone up, my friends. It just now requires you to fork over more Federal Reserve notes to acquire that same 1 ounce of gold. And there's no question in my mind. Although I almost second-guessed myself on Monday. See, on Monday, I had a bad day on Monday. I got up early in the morning. I'd watched all the news reports. Every single pundit, every single commentator, every single analyst that writes, speaks about the metals market, all agreed on one thing. Because of the escalation of violence in the Middle East, there was a highly likely probability that when gold opened in New York on Monday morning for trading, we could, some people even speculated it could go up the limit, which is $75. I watched it. An hour before New York was going to open, there it was, for all the world to see, the scroll at the bottom of the TV set. An unnamed, anonymous Israeli Defense Department official says the war's going to end in 2-3 days. At that point in time, in the overseas market, gold was up $12. It was $675. An hour after that statement was made, bombs were flying between Israel and Lebanon. People scrambling to get evacuated out of Lebanon was almost as bad as Katrina. State Department says, oh yeah, we got everything under control. Today is day 8, first ship left today. Pretty much the same sort of response time from Katrina. Anyway, let's not get into the government and all this kind of stuff. The bottom line is, the gold market was intentionally manipulated on Monday. No question about it. There was no spokesman from the Israeli Defense Force, anonymous or not. That was something that was cooked up by somebody behind the scenes. It took the wind out of the sails, no question about it. I started to even doubt my own sanity for a while. Excuse me for hacking. Have I changed my view on where the noble metal is going? Of course not. My first target is $1,000. We'll talk about where gold's going after we get to $1,000. When are we going to get there? I don't know. Could go there this year. Could have to wait a little while. Till maybe next year. But at some point in time, as always is the case, the truth will come out. The reality is going to hit the sheeple out there who would rather spend time watching American Idol than paying attention to what's going on with their country or what's going on with their Federal Reserve notes in their pocket. As I said, we've become so accustomed to this digital age. And we just look at digits. We don't look at wealth. Anyway, join me on this rant for a Wednesday, good friend and partner at Republic Trading Group, Jeffrey Bennett.
Well, good evening, sir.
How you doing, brother?
Well, it's been an interesting day, to say the least. I find it interesting. I start the morning, as you do, early, although mine doesn't start as early as yours. You tend to turn up the sheets a little bit earlier than I do. I was up till about 2 last night. Phones start going off about 6:30. I stay extremely busy with Republic Trading Group business until probably around 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, sometimes as late as 11. It dies off and gets quiet midday, and as you well know, phone calls from certain individuals start late in the day, and they go on forever and ever and ever. And so what I've gone through to try to get ready for this short 15-minute stint on the air tonight has not been easy, I'll tell you that. But lots of inquiries coming in. I just received a call from a gentleman who wants to know, because, you know, we don't talk about it very often on the air, wants to know, do we trade in MS64 $20 St. Gaudens material? And, of course, we do. We just don't talk about it a lot because I think most of our clients are looking for what I basically call a far greater value in gold. They're looking for a lot more gold for the same amount of money. And I think we both agree that when push comes to shove, if we should ever wake up one morning to that wheelbarrow Weimar Republic-type financial collapse or that which we've seen in Argentina and other places around the world, I don't think the guy on the other side of the counter is going to give a rip less about an MS anything. He's going to care about the gold content of a product, and that's what we certainly try to provide our clients. And that's actually one of the things I've been working on tonight. You are in receipt of an email, but I know that multitasking is not one of your favorite subjects. So.
Well, I will check my email. I'm pretty good at my email. But.
Well, I know that. We have to tease. And now that the world is going through its degree of marvelous implosion due to ongoing strife in the Middle East, one never knows where things are going to go. You know, I was talking to a gentleman about an hour ago, and I think this is worth sharing. A year ago, about the time that you left Republic Trading Group, in July last year, I believe it was, gold right. was standing at about $420 an ounce. Now, that was in early July.
Right.
In late August, when I joined Republic Trading Group, guess where gold was sitting? $420 an ounce. So that was very, very exemplary of what we normally see during the course of the summer months. We see not much more than a $5, $6, $7 movement up and down in a very tight trading range in gold and silver. This has been the most unusual summer that I have ever seen in the precious metals markets. We were at just a matter of what, about 6 weeks ago or thereabouts, we saw gold standing at $730 an ounce. Within a very short period of time, we saw the rug pulled out from under it as people, in some instances, took profits. And in other cases, I'm sure there was some degree of manipulation or heightened anticipation that we were well on our way to recovery economically in this country. And we saw gold drop all the way back to 558. And then it jumped back up to, what, in the 670s or something a week or so ago. Now it's at 642, 643, 644. This has been the wildest summer I have ever seen. And it was earlier this week, I think Monday morning, you certainly heard the news report, somebody over in Israel saying, nothing to worry about, this will be over in a couple of days. Well, yeah. That certainly caused some consternation among several people you and I know. And here we sit several days later, and now the Israelis are saying, well, maybe we're a little bit premature. We think this is going to be going on for quite some time. So what's the truth? What's the reality? The truth and the reality is the manipulation of economics through politics continues at a greater pace than I think we've ever seen before in history. Oil certainly is not going down in any great degree. We certainly saw some marvelous gyrations on Wall Street today because your good friend, Helicopter Ben, must have just said something that appealed to someone.
Well, they based, obviously Wall Street is fixated with the language pertaining to whether they're going to hold steady or they're going to continue raising rates.
Absolutely.
That's what their fixation is.
Absolutely no two ways about it. Let me share, because we've got moments, and hopefully Dan will hold the commercial because we've got a little bit of business to care for here, but. Doing some discussion with one of our suppliers later in the day and looking at some market conditions. And part of this came about because of several conversations I had with clients of Republic Trading Group early this morning who had initially inquired about making a purchase of some quarter-ounce gold American Eagles. A gorgeous, beautiful, freshly minted, pure quarter-ounce coin. I say pure, I'm talking about the net gold content, not the purity of the coin.
Right.
And when I look at the markets right now, if people can get on the Internet and go to probably one of the most well-recognized websites, which would be Kitco. Almost every gold and silver company uses Kitco as their so-called bellwether for spot figures, etc. You go to Kitco right now and find you're going to spend $184 for a quarter-ounce gold American Eagle. And with many of those companies, you can do that, but you have to buy a minimum of 20 coins. Many companies have a minimum of 10 ounces. I know you know of companies that won't touch it for less than probably 20 ounces in a purchase. And for a lot of our people, that's a stiff nut. They don't have that kind of money to spend at a given single time. And so what I'm trying to emphasize at Republic Trading Group, we're here to serve our clients and provide them with what we consider to be a better deal. And I know the one coin that we probably offer more than probably anyone else in the country, and we go on the radio with, we do because it is singularly the most recognizable fractional gold coin in the world. So you know where I'm going. We're talking premium quality, hand-selected, brilliant, uncirculated British gold sovereigns minted before 1933. As a matter of fact, they pretty well ceased minting them in 1932. We both know, as many of our listeners, these coins to this day enjoy enormous worldwide popularity and recognition. We've got something interesting tonight. Not the $184 that people are getting for quarter-ounce gold American Eagles. And, Robbie, you know as well as I do, as little as 2 to 3 years ago, you couldn't touch a sovereign for probably $6 to $7 more than a gold American Eagle. Well, we're not going to hit folks for $184. We've got a package tonight that is good for 1 hour after this program is over tonight. $169.70 each. That's $14.30 less than the modern bullion counterpart. Now, obviously, we've got to put somewhat of a minimum on this, but it's an 8-coin minimum. $169.70 apiece for brilliant, uncirculated, nearly full quarter-ounce British sovereigns. I'll tell you, the weight difference is so minuscule, the net gold content between the sovereign and the gold American Eagle, we're talking, what is that, you know, 14-plus-odd dollars less. It's a great price. Why can we only do this for an hour? We have to get off the program. We've made a somewhat of a minimal commitment to our supplier. We cannot guarantee the same price come morning. We do expect and anticipate price adjustments in the morning, a lot of it due to the continued escalation of the problems in the Middle East. Is it going to go up or down in the morning? I don't know. But I can't guarantee the same kind of spreads in the morning or anything else. This is a great buy. And that's what we're becoming well known for, is providing great products, tremendously good pricing. Get our clients to give us a call. Obviously, there are some shipping and handling and insurance expenses on top of the cost. It's $20 per order. But our phone number is 1-800-691-7898. Once again, we can guarantee that price for 1 hour after this program is over. Be prepared to make the call. If you've been wanting to buy gold, if you've been wanting to add to your holdings, this truly is a great, great buy for true premium quality, hand-selected, uncirculated. Robbie, I emphasize that for reasons you and I are both aware of. There's a lot of companies that are out there that are offering uncirculated. That can be very questionable. The average person looking at a coin that maybe is extra fine condition, that's been dipped or polished or whizzed, or maybe it's an AU, maybe they're think they're buying brilliant uncirculated, but they're really buying something less. These are true hand-selected brilliant uncirculated specimens. And I don't think there's a better way to go in the gold market right now today than these individual pieces from Republic Trading Group. So do give us a call, 1-800-691-7898. And, you know, we'll be back tomorrow night here on the flip side, so to speak, and we'll figure out what we're going to do then. But this is a great buy tonight.
Sure. Look, aftermarket gold's up $1.60 at $644.90.
Mm-hmm.
Oil plus $2.39 a barrel, back up over $75. And the U.S. dollar weak in Asian trading, off 9 basis points at 86.09. It's the macerations that we saw earlier in the week. Were an interesting exercise in how manipulated these markets are, or just a single word from an anonymous source is enough to drive a market down $20-$30. But when that source has been repudiated, and another spokesman from the same industrial complex comes out and gives a completely 180-degree assessment, why isn't gold? Gold should have regained its $30 or $40 today. It may do that tomorrow.
I think it's certainly possible. I mean, when we watch the market, the Dow Jones Industrial, take the kind of upward ticks, and that was not an upward tick. That was a significant gain today. And that is exactly what the Wall Street pundits like to see. Hey, the Dow was up 200 points today. Hey, what did gold do? Excuse me. What did the dollar do, pal? You know, that's the question most people should be asking. Once again, we've shared this story. We know how weak the dollar has become, not only in this country, but around the world. But the fact of the matter is, gold is the dollar is still considered king. Gold is still pegged to the dollar. Dollar is not getting stronger, maybe on a moment-to-moment basis. These are the reasons for having gold. It's nothing but a hedge. It's a security blanket. Get it, put it away, forget about it. By the way, I got my proof gold buffaloes today. They're amazing. I think we got to talk about buffalo gold pieces tomorrow night. Maybe you can join me for a short while if you'd care to do so.
Well, sure. I mean, you know, obviously there's been some bad press about them. The problem that they're having with the buffalo right now, once again, the mint produces a fine product. The mint is quite capable of packaging a product and selling it to its buyers. Mm-hmm. But the packaging, unfortunately, was micromanaged by some faceless bureaucrat in Washington, D.C., and decided to go cheap on the packaging. And guess what? You're dealing with a 24-karat gold coin. It's pure gold. It's extremely soft. If you breathe on that coin, you're gonna damage it.
That's it. And I really think we should spend some time. Obviously, we've sold some buffalo gold pieces. We've sold certified ones. We've sold raw ones. We're getting some interesting calls. I think we'd like to share with the audience exactly the kind of calls we're getting, because I have no fear of discussing it. Most people are going to hide it. And I want to talk to people about what their options are. And frankly, why you and I, as a rule, don't recommend 24-karat gold coins. We'll get down to the nitty-gritty of that tomorrow night. Anyway, folks, I've got to run. Do give us a call tonight. Take advantage of this spectacular offering on the British sovereigns. By the way, they were calculated at gold at 644. Robbie's already told you it's up 90 cents over that. Let's take advantage of it. 1-800-691-7898. Take care of yourself. See you all on the flip side.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Once again, thank you to you. And we'll do this all again tomorrow, God willing. Till then, see you. Bye.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.